CKWI Radio 76. Well, kids, we don't have any 4:30 intro music, but we don't have to for this gentleman, only because he stands out by himself so much. He is, you know, we're taking a look at it today. He is a regular. We had Brian Wolf on the most, but we, as of today, now this next gentleman is now the gentleman that's been on the most that we've ever had on the 5:15/now 4:30 show. It is Nick Jenowick from the Ubley Dragway. Hiya, Nick.
What's going on, John?
Yeah, guess what? That's what everybody's asking you. What's going? I mean, obviously, I know that you guys are running this week, and time trials begin at 10, right?
I wish. I really, really wish.
Tell everybody, because I know that every lawyer, and I know, you know, the lawyers firm that Ubley has, Copo, Hemi, and Chevelle, are looking like with a fine-tooth comb at what is and what isn't permissible for the next, you know, as long as the order runs.
So this is very, very true.
Tell us, young man, what's going on at Ubley?
Well,
good, right, thank you. Next song will be, yeah.
And a nice little sigh of relief comes off my shoulders.
Yeah.
That we are working on and trying to see if we are 100% able to run. I've got people looking into it to make sure that A, that we are clear, and B, that we are good to go. At the current time, as I have been told, we are at a current standstill. Am I still going to be open and running the month of April? Yes. What that exact date is, I have no confirmation. But we are doing everything we can and pushing to be able to run as quick as possible.
Okay, so stay tuned to your...
stay tuned to everything. The website I'm actually getting a little more familiarized, which is always... That's way entertaining. Because if I make a wrong keystroke, you guys see it before I can even correct it. That's why my phone was blown up for about 45 minutes this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, I make one typo and everybody and their brother calls me going, hey, you learn to spell. It's like, thanks.
Yeah.
Going back to grade school.
Yeah. What are you? Okay, so they're saying that... What would be the technicality here? That there'd be a group more than 50, a group more than 10, and then the other side saying, well, we're outdoor and we're not, like, right next to each other? I mean, is that how the interpretations are going?
That's exactly how the interpretation is coming back to us. What we have been told and what we are kind of going on and basing things off of is when the government said no more than 50 people, our objection to that was we are outside,
yeah,
100% outside. Except for the guys that are inside of race cars or street cars or mopeds, whatever the heck they're on.
Okay.
And they kind of said, we will get back to you with a firm answer. I said, hey, that's more than I would have expected to have gotten today. So at the current minute, we are on hold. Are we still trying to open again in 2 weeks? We're trying the heck to. But again, you know, I got to play ball. Is one, I do not want to upset the powers that be, of course, which is a pain. But we do have updates, actually. We actually shortened our schedule just a touch. We actually moved our polar bear race to July. The race is 4th. We kind of had to say, hey, we got to get this in to kind of take an abide by as many rules as we possibly can. One major rule for it, you know, with summer on its way here, we don't know what's going to happen in October. Last year in September, we ran into rain, of course. We said, you know what, let's move a little bit ahead. This year, we're not trying to rush as much as we did, i.e. with concrete and everything else. We just said, let's just take a little bit of a breath and not try to rush anything. So that's kind of where we're at with that standstill. And John, we actually took your advice. Chalk this one on the calendar, guys and girls. It happened. I took John's advice. Yes, John, give yourself a pat on the back.
I can hardly wait for this one. Okay. You're going to have strippers now? Great.
I wish. Tell Greg, keep his clothes on. Greg, keep your clothes on, buddy. We don't want to see that.
All right. Well, I'm thinking maybe your dad would make some easy money that way, but okay.
Whoa.
Hey,
whoa.
There's lady drivers.
that even freaks me out. I'm going to go back to therapy.
All right. What's going on?
GM versus the world is happening.
No kidding.
Is going down for real. One thing that I can actually let the cat in the bag on. This is 100% CKIW is first to know.
We love scoops.
Oh, it is a scoop, all right. We are actually in talks with doing a dealership versus dealership race.
Whoa!
Yes, that is going down for real. Exactly what they're racing, I have no idea. But we have been in talks with a couple dealerships. Names I will not name drop because that's just rude until I have the final signature on the paper, but they have already agreed to it, which is pretty cool. So it's going to be dealership versus dealership, driver versus driver. Could be owner versus owner. I don't know. But that's exactly what's going down this year. We are also doing first ever at my facility at the Ebley Dragway, no prep.
Wow. Really?
Yes. 100% no prep. Guys are going to be using whatever they want to. If they want to bring out Dr. Pepper and put it on the tire, I don't care.
Diet or sugar? Okay, whatever.
If they want to use that, if they want to use water, if they want to use something called pimp juice, you guys are more than welcome to.
Wait a minute.
Don't get no funny business on me on that one, Greg. Don't go there.
Don't. But wait a minute. Let's go back a little bit. If sure. you're going to have a dealership versus dealership, are we talking like major dealerships? Are we talking a corner lot guy? What are we talking about here?
Oh, it's major versus major.
All right. And so I'm thinking, let's just say that, God, let's make up somebody that doesn't exist anymore. A Studebaker, oh God, a Studebaker dealership goes up against a Hudson dealership. Mm-hmm. Now, are they sponsoring one car, two car? How's that going? Or is it going to be a grudge heads up, quarter mile, four speed Hemi cars? What?
It's gonna be quarter mile, is what I was told. They want to run it out the back door. It's like, okay.
What?
It's like, what do you guys have that I don't know about? So that they're keeping that part in top secret. So like, that's kind of cool. Like, it could be a brand new truck off the lot or a brand new car. I don't know. Or mind you, it's something that they've had in the barn for too many years.
Ho, 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 ho.
Uh-huh.
What day is this? Well, what month are you looking at?
They're going to take and be doing testing, their own testing, if you will. I was told in May they want to come out and kind of get themselves familiarized again with the racetrack. Exactly when those dates are, I have not been privileged to it. When that does happen, I'm going to let a few people know, and one of them's name is John.
Thanks.
And I definitely got to let Greg and Sue know, because if I don't, well, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, man, that, I'm racking as far as I can. I cannot think of one of that style racing ever. I mean, Hodges, Dodges, and everybody with the Golden Commandos, et cetera, you know, but wow, who thought of this one? I mean, it's a genius move.
I don't really know who came up with this idea. I mean, we've talked about it for a couple of years, and it kind of like phased out. But again, with, you know, no prep being on the scene, arm drop, you name it, we kind of all said, you know what, let's make a few phone calls and see what digs up, and let's kick over a few rocks. Well, we kicked over the right rock, and it landed just right enough.
So how many dealerships may or may not be participating?
To my knowledge, right now it's just two.
That's all we need for a race.
Uh-huh. And as for what it's going to happen in the future, we're waiting to see. But it's definitely drawn a lot of awareness for our community, you know, racing-wise, as well as the racetrack community as well.
Yeah, because, man, that's way old school. And it's a good school. Oh, no one's saying it's a bad thing. That's a matter of fact, that's classic. And you're right. It is kind of funny that, you know, and the old NASCAR, you know, win on Sunday, buy, sell on Monday kind of thing. It's kind of funny that, especially now that there are performance cars coming out of the dealership and some pretty damn good ones.
Let's face it, some of these performance cars are insanely fast.
Yes, absolutely. And we're not just talking the Volkswagens. I mean, we're talking these things are going.
Oh, phew. You know, scaring the crap out of people. It's like, I want to see what these guys are capable of. It's like, I know what my guys, my crew, my drivers that I know, right. I know what they're capable of. But let's kick back to, you know, guys that learn how to drive with push buttons. See what they can do.
You know, that's an amazing, God, the mind just wanders of everything that could go on, dealership versus dealership. Are you having best 2 out of 3? How are you doing with that?
I'm going to go best 3 out of 5.
Woo! Okay.
I'm not scared to let these guys have a little bit of fun and let them play. Let's face it, they work hard. They want to play too.
Oh.
And I'm there with everybody. I mean, I'm one that also works very hard. I'm still working at this current minute, even with what's all happening nationwide. That's for another story.
Yeah.
But let's face it. I mean, who doesn't like to think colors and go, you know what? I'm going to go beat the crap out of something that I don't even own. I'm going to take it back tomorrow.
Sell it as a demo.
Yeah, all day, every day. Just make sure you get rid of the time slips that you leave in the glove box.
Change the rear tires.
Yeah, and give it a really, really, really good and thorough cleaning.
Yeah, yeah, give it a 30-day warranty, and there you go. God.
But you might want to make that one 90.
You know, are we saying that these would be like dealerships from the thumb? Are they from all over the state? Or,
well, I can't really say who's who.
Okay.
I can't let all the cats out of the bag. Come on, John. You got to give all me right. A little break on that one, buddy.
Well, hey, you know, people want to know, are these going to be local guys or are they going to be some of the heavy, heavy hitters? Because we know that there's a couple of heavy hitter dealerships that one's a Ford that is, mm-hmm. is really, really trying to get back into the game.
True statement.
And so it's like, okay, all right, we're not going to push it for anything more, you know, only because we think that it's a fabulous idea. I mean, really, I don't know how hard it was for you to twist their arms and say, hey, oof. Let's do this.
I'm not saying we're taking pop an arm out of socket, but hey, I mean, hey, you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah, talking about what you got to do.
Amen to that.
We had a note passed over to us. Any night racing?
We are working on that as well. Is that going to happen this year? I'm not 100% sure. As soon as we do get, you know, a really good day or week where the ground actually starts to firm up a little bit,
yeah,
we can start on our next project, which is AKA getting ready to install lights. The only bad part is, I mean, we're coming into April. We all know what happens in April. April flowers bring April showers, is what I was always told. But we're doing everything we can to jump on board with that next. And again, is that going to happen this year? I'm not 100% sure.
Okay.
I don't want to take and kick myself in the rear and say, yeah, it's going to happen without being 100% concrete.
Will you have them operational this year?
That is the plan. The plan is to handle 100% operational, 100% for safety. And it also gives us a better vantage point for going down the racetrack. Let's face it, last year we ran in the darkness. We cut it a little bit closer than we all like to.
Yeah.
But everyone was still safe, so that is, you know, the man of who was watching over us.
Whew. Wow. All right. Well, that's not even enough, but we need more. And so this
more?
Is where
I'm going to try my best to give you more and more and more and more as I get it put in my lap.
There, as you said, that there was a little shuffling with the ugly schedule. That's going to be posted.
It was posted actually about 15 minutes ago. I have sent it over to as many emails as I can. The first time I went to send it over to emails, call it my bonehead idea. Hence why I don't like using my cell phone to send emails. It pretty much bobbled everything together. It was saying it was sent, but it just didn't go no place. Oops. So that was all taken care of about an hour ago. So everyone has, you know, copies of flyers, everything else. John, I did send you a copy as well.
Good.
I guess I have not received it. It will probably take a while because there was about 180 emails it was all going to. So it does take a little bit of time.
Will it be posted anywhere on your Facebook page or?
Yes, sir, it is. It's on my Facebook. It's on my Twitter as well as it just hit my Instagram about 15 minutes ago.
Okay. So we're going to have a whole August of Mopar versus the World? Okay, great.
That's on there.
I do like the GM versus – I like any of the versus the world thing. I almost kind of like that better than I like the American versus the imports because it's – I don't know if it's been played in my opinion, you know, but I do –
A little much, if you will.
Yeah, I mean, I don't even know how relevant that is. I mean, here you have a Hellcat, and then here you have a Subaru.
Mm-hmm.
All right, there's something about one baloney pipe with that zing, 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 zing kind of sound. I mean, I appreciate anything that goes fast. You know, a 72 Pinto four-cylinder, you know, as long as you mash it and you go somewhere, I appreciate it. You know, but mm-hmm. it was kind of like of everything that people – because it's got to be hard for you now because you're looking at the clock, you're looking at the calendar, and you're looking at the mandates, and you're looking at what's going on in the world, you know. And besides all the other pressures that you have as a track owner, this has to add an element that you've never seen before.
Oh, exactly. It put us all on spin and stopped going, whoa, wait a minute here. We were set for everything ready to go. Where are we? Brakes. Like, wow.
Yeah,
didn't see that part coming.
And we didn't. We don't know if we're done with this. I mean, it's not like some arbitrary date, and it's like, okay, everybody's good. Let's go.
Yeah.
You know,
that's where we are kind of went, so are we good or not good? Hence why I took it. I made a post a couple days ago. You know, we're still tentatively looking at the fourth. Is it going to happen? I don't know. That's why I've been telling everybody, stay tuned. I wanted to see the feedback I would get. And the feedback I got was huge.
Yeah.
Within an hour, I had just shy of 200 posts. It's like, that's good news.
Yeah,
but I don't have better news. I say, hey, we're going to be here, here, and here all day, every day.
People, I mean, this is going to be one of the most – it's going to be like schools out. As soon as they let everybody go out and do things, people are now, I hope, not going to take for granted all the fun stuff that we get to do. And, I mean, like drag racing, it's like, God, we're so tired of seeing our couches and our kitchens, you know, to go out and to actually race, to tromp it. I mean, even as a spectator, oh, my God, let's go. You know, so.
Very, very true.
That's why they're looking at you and going, well.
It's very true. Actually, a very good friend of mine, Danny Glover, he drives his blue American Dream Mustang at our place.
Sure.
He called me. And he actually made a really good point. He goes, you know, there are places that are currently closed. I says, yes, I've seen the IHRA. They're down right now. NHRA has not moved. NMCA, which is Mustang Association, they're all on hold. It's like, man, what are the odds that it's going to be us too? And we're all just went, Like, we don't know either.
Yeah, can the IHRA tell you guys don't go?
The only one that can actually tell us not to yay or nay go would actually be the government. If they would say, no, we're not going to take it on the let, then we just say, hey, you guys are the masters and the commanders that say, hey, you guys are good to go. Hence why we have been blowing up phones via phone calls, emails, text messages, just trying to get the correct answer so we can say, bam, we will be open on said day for 100% sure.
Yeah, because that's got to be, well, anytime you get the we'll get back to you kind of thing from the government, it makes you go, uh-oh.
Yeah. It's kind of where, you know, when I spoke to my mom earlier this afternoon, she goes, well, it's what I got. I was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, very uh-oh.
What does that mean?
Yeah, well, let's look forward to it. But this is what we're also looking forward to. There is very few people. I will say we've heard all the track announcers, and we love them all. However, there is nobody that puts the R in racing announcing that you do.
Me?
You, surprisingly enough. No. Yeah, I know. It's not like you're on Valium when you're up there. However, you're one of the folks that we love to talk to only because you can relate things down to the folks who are just walking in the door, that folks that don't really know that much about drag racing, but they want to get involved, you know, but they hear a lot of terms and it doesn't stick in their head because it's kind of like football. It's okay, if you didn't know anything about football, you see them, you know, throw a ball down the field and people run around. But when they go, oh, yeah, well, they're going to go into a nickel defense and then they're going to get into the Tampa 2 and then they're going to do a sweep right. And all of a sudden people start getting lost. If they know what that's all about, then they can participate even more. And they go, oh, okay, I see what they're going to do. They're going to drop into the nickel. We understand what goes on there and that. There's a lot of terms in drag racing that gets thrown around by people who are in the game, and that's cool because then you can talk shorthand to each other. But the folks who are just trying to come in and try to enjoy it, they get overwhelmed with it. And this is where we need you to do in the shortest period of time. Oh, my God. is to explain some of these terms, one of them being when they talk about having a small tire race, that means?
Small tire, let me explain it two ways, actually. If you're taking go outside and look at your, I don't know, your Dodge Neon, the tire on that there is extremely small. Now, if you're taking take a step back and say, hey, you know what? What happens if I go out and I buy a bigger size tire? A.K.A. let's put a big old slick behind this thing and see what it does. A small tire is literally something that is defined as something that is almost street legal or close to, which is a 9-inch tire. If you were to take a ruler, which everybody usually has a ruler in their house, whether they have their husbands or whatever, grab it, measure the tire. If that thing reads 9 inches, that's a small tire. If it reads 10.5 inches wide, that's a small tire. If it reads 15 inches wide, that is a fat tire.
So we're talking width, not height, but width.
We're talking width.
Gotcha.
Yep.
All right. So now when they say, okay, this is going to be a radial drag race, that means?
A radial tire is dubbed as a few things. That is a DOT certified tire. It means that tire is 100% street legal.
Okay. So would that be, say, a tire you may have on your car right now?
It is a very good possibility. If there's a radial tire in a car right now, it's more than likely on a higher performance car. The reason why people say, what is a radial tire car? A radial tire is a very much so harder compound. AKA, you can drive that down to the gas station and get ice cream and come back, and it won't hurt a darn thing.
Okay, so why is that a special class?
The reason for that is people love to see a radial tire. Two reasons. One, it's very hard for me because my guys jump on board going, it's a radial class. It's double the prep, double the time, making sure everything is 100% as traction compound as possibly can. Meaning I'm going to make that tire hook, I'm going to make it dig, and I'm going to put a nice wrinkle in that tire, and it's going to be just balls to the wall. And hold on, because it's a hell of a ride.
But why would you have that as opposed to putting a slick on your car if you're racing?
Something different, actually. When radio first came out saying, hey, we're making a small tire, everybody jumped on board because it was cost-effective, it isn't costing as much. They're cheaper tires compared to buying a slick, which can be anywhere from a couple hundred dollars to $300. A radial tire you can get for probably about $150.
Okay, and so this radial tire, just to be, it doesn't, it's not a radial tire that you would go to a tire store. It doesn't have tread on it, I would assume, correct?
Correct. It does not have a full tread on it. There is a tread that's on the tire, but it's not like your standard, you know, your mudder tire.
Yeah, right. It's like it's more like a cheater slick. I'm sorry?
Like a cheater slick, if you will.
Yeah. Okay, dokes.
Yep.
Prep. Prep, no prep.
No prep means I'm not doing anything to the racetrack except for blowing off the leaves or whatever thing might be on there, and you're racing on it. That's exactly what no prep is. No prep is done to the surface. I don't spray down pin juice. I don't take and drag it to take and warm up the racetrack and help clean everything off. The only thing I do is I take and blow off the racetrack and go, boys, you guys are going racing.
Now, the reason why people want that is because it's the closest to Woodward racing?
It is the closest to the street as you can possibly get without being caught by one and only Johnny Law.
Okay. Box, no box.
One of my favorite classes. Two of my favorite classes, as a matter of fact. No box is there is no electronics in the car. A person only leaves off a button or a transbrake wheel, which is dubbed through the transmission. A box and or delay box or top ET, as we do call it, with adhering to the IATRE rules, is a mechanical device that sets a timer. You'll actually see it more and more and more as the days goes on. A delay box allows a person to let go of a button not once, not twice, but several times if they want to. And it's everything's all on timers. It's 100% what it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Grudge race.
Oh, man. Grudge race is always fun. It's usually two people that they may or not know each other. They can hate each other. They say, you know what? I'm going to race you for some amount of money.
How do you hate each other? You don't know each other.
True. They Internet is the most dangerous thing on the planet. You could have gotten on their Facebook page or a Twitter page and say, you know what, I'm going to take it. I'm going to spank you this weekend. I'm going to bet you a dollar. And there's your grudge race right then and there. And usually it gets really entertaining because usually there's not just, you know, one or two guys. Usually there's about 30 guys that are going, he's going to beat you for a dollar. I'm going to take that bet all day.
Now, okay. I was going to say about betting, however, when you go to heavy prep, that means?
That means that I am prepping everything as best I possibly can to make sure every track is done by racetrack, A to B, no issue.
Right.
We do heavy prep on every single race set we take and put up. We double check everything.
And that means what? Double checking?
Double checking the traction, checking to make sure that there are no flaws. If there's something that I don't like when I take and walk the surface, I walk that surface probably more than anybody on the planet, and that is no joke, to make sure that, A, that it feels good on my shoes, on my feet. And you'll actually, everyone's seen me do it. I'll actually put my foot in the middle of the groove and see if I can take and turn. If I can turn, then I've got an issue going. There's something here that I don't like. And that is us rechecking everything to make sure that nothing was missed. Does it happen? Not very often.
Wow, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Outlaw racing, we kind of understand this one, but...
Outlaw racing is exactly how it sounds. It is 100% outlaw. There's actually several different classes to outlaw racing. There's outlaw 10-5, outlaw pro mod. The best definition I can give anybody for outlaw, nothing is wrong with it. Or, as some would say, outlaw is you run whatever the heck you got in that car.
And that's heads up, not bracket, right?
That is 100% heads up. I've never heard of an outlaw no boxer box race. I've never heard of one. But I'm sure that's probably in the works of somebody's mind.
Definitely. Because, I mean, the difference between quarter mile and eighth mile, obviously, that's how many feet you go down the track. Now, pro mod, mod, etc.
Pro mod is exactly what it is. You don't have a clue what's underneath that hood. It could be 800 cubic inches with 5 kit brake. Pro mod is nothing but 5,000 horsepower to shove down a racetrack or a street. Modified could be your dad's pickup that you grew up in way back in the day that you took and bought. You know, I'm going to stick a 454 in it. I'm going to put a brake in it. That's modified.
A brake?
Trans brake.
There you
in
go.
The transmission. Yep.
See, because that's what we're trying to tell folks that pro mods, think of them as the old superstock class with a funny car motor.
Correct.
You know, I mean, that's when you see these guys with serious thousands and thousands of horsepower and the mm-hmm. big blower out there, and it's a real, in quote, steel car. It's not a flopper body, you know, which we should clarify as a funny car. The body goes up
as
and down.
As a funny car.
You know, and that class, I mean, what is the three big classes before you speed, like Top Fuel, funny car, and pro stock. Now, what's the top three?
That used to be the top three, and it's still the top three classes I still love to take and watch myself. The top three has kind of re-evolved, if you will. With everything that goes on with the big dollar races that are going on now, for people like, you know, myself, everybody else out there, there is the million-dollar race. There is the million-dollar race in Vegas. There's also one coming up in top ET or box class has kind of evolved itself as something to be admired. Granted, there's a lot of things that go on when, you know, guys are inside of race cars. There's a lot of things that go through a person's mind. My thing that's one of the top three, I'd say it's up in there. The other one that has seriously taken been given a lot of light to, factory super stock. I got to give a shout out to Chris Holbrook of Holbrook Racing. He actually has the record for the fastest factory super stock car right now in the world. He went 7.66 seconds at over 180 miles an hour.
Okay, so explain that class.
Factory super stock was actually something that I didn't really know a whole heck of a lot about. He actually informed me. These are factory super stock cars or factory sport cars, like the Hellcats. They just took and said, hey, let's take and tweak it a little bit and see how fast these things will go. These things are hauling the mail, and that is no joke. Your factory 327s, your factory 440s is exactly what they're inside the cars. And they just made them go stupid fast, which is awesome.
Now, are these new cars, or are they any year car, or?
They are newer cars. I believe the cut line on it was 2010, I believe. And now with, you know, the new technology, new body styles, they've actually put weight restrictions in for the Ford Mustang so they could kind of slow it down a little bit so everyone can try to catch those Ford Mustangs because they are wicked fast.
All right, so in this class you would have Hellcats, the Big Deal Mustangs, Copros?
The Copo Camaros, the Mustangs, and I believe that the new Barracuda has been coming out as well.
The what?
Mopar and Dodge do their minds together.
Don't.
Yeah, they are coming out with a Barracuda.
Is that for real? Because we've heard that story about 100 million times, and it's like, don't.
Well, there's a few things that are going to work with that. I don't have my mind wrapped around it or my hands in it.
Yeah.
But the word is on the street, and there was actually demos that were put on a few Facebook pages, and I was like, I know exactly where that's at, and that's right here in Michigan.
Yeah, because we've seen what they did. They took a Challenger body, which was not a Barracuda body, even though it was damn close in the day, and they put some kind of a Barracuda front end kind of deal, like a 73, if I'm not mistaken. And so now
somewhere
you have a
ballpark.
Cuda. So now you have what? A Dodge Cuda?
Something like that, I guess. I'm still trying to wrap my head around how the hell it all worked because I have no idea.
Yep, neither do I. Well, maybe they won't ever show up because really that's the one thing that people were kind of going. You could make a facsimile of so, but then what are you going to do? Bring back a Superbird? You're going to bring back a Dodge Roadrunner? You know, it's like, okay, even though they never will. Jesus, God almighty. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Please don't have that happen. All right, now, people see people on the track.
Yes, sir.
And that is what kind of racing?
That could be anything. That could be a full-blown test and tune day, or it could be a bracket race going on.
Okay, because they see folks are by the box, and they see the car go through them because they see it on TV. You know, and that's like, okay, what class is that? And then we just say,
Find out a little bit more to me there, Jen.
Well,
you kind of got me on standstill.
There's so many people that they see on TV, and they see, like, those folks that have the you know, everybody and their brother is standing on the line. Before, normally, it's the driver who's in the car, the guy that's bringing them up to the line, and maybe somebody else that's making sure that everything's okay. Now
correct.
You see like 40, 50 people on the start, you know, in the box.
Oh,
you know,
exactly.
And the car goes through them, and then the race goes off.
Very true. That would lead me right towards would be some of the grudge stuff that goes on.
Yeah. And so, but the weird thing is, and talking to other folks, grudge brings them in. You know,
grudge racing does bring in a lot of people. Hence why we made a jump to, you know, get with my guys that I know personally. I got to give a shout out to Mark Roark,
sure.
His brother, Red, or as they call him Red because he's redhead. Cody Roark and the guys from the shop for the win out of Port Huron said, you know what? I want to do noble prep. I want to do it at your place. Let's get it done. I was like, you rang the right bell. I'm here.
Yeah, really? Sign here.
I didn't go quite that far.
Talking about signing here, what did we forget? Because we got to shuffle the Buffaloes, but did we forget anything? I mean, we still have a ton of classes here that we'd love to ask you about. And we'll definitely turn around and get you back on as soon as we possibly can. Anything else that we forgot to talk about Ubley in the next 52 seconds.
At this current time, you guys have everything that I know.
Okay.
If something does come to light into my ballpark, you guys know for a fact, you guys at CKIW are the very first ones that get told about anything and everything.
That's the reason why we like you guys. All right, Nick Janowick from the Ubley Dragway.
The one and only.
Yeah, baby.
Quick shout out to my sponsors really quick.
Sure.
Be Cool Radiators out of Essexville, Michigan.
Nice people.
Great people. Classic Cars More, Bristol Steel, Always awesome to hear from them as well. And, of course, do not ever forget Sunoco Race Fuels as well as VP.
Absolutely, kiddies. All right, anybody else we got in there? Hi to your mom and dad. Make sure they're okay.
Mom and dad, if you guys are listening to me, I didn't do it.
All right, with that, that's where we go. Nick Tenenbaum from the Ubley Dragway. Hang on a second, Nick. We'll get right back to you. But right now, it's Tyrone Davis and Turn Back the Hands of Time right here on CKIW Radio 76.